Katie Nuchla-Orr and Amanda Manisi Lawson came to the United States from Thailand with their parents when they were children. When their parents opened Chow Krung in the 1970s, it was only the second Thai restaurant to open in that swath of East Hollywood now known as Thai Town. The family built a legacy that includes Chow Krung, Tuk Tuk, Same Same, and a handful of other restaurants. Katie shares her family's story in this week's In the Weeds.
I'm Katie Nuchla-Orr, owner-operator of Chow Krung Thai, Tuk Tuk Thai, and Same Same Thai. Our parents migrated from Thailand to Los Angeles in the 1970. They came from Bangkok, and they opened Chow Krung as one of the first Thai restaurants, which is now known as Los Angeles Thai Town. I came here when I was 8 years old, and Amanda came over when she was 9 years old, a year after me. My parents had never been in the restaurant business. My mom and aunt experience from cooking actually came from our grandmother. Our grandmother cooked in the royal palace, so they were trained their skills and craft from my grandmother and learned the culinary way of Thai cooking. So when they came to United States, they take that experience, and because they also missing home and Thai food, they open a restaurant. The first location opened in Hollywood. They actually did the exact recipe that they learned from our grandmother. At the time, back in the days, not all ingredients were available, but they were able to make their own curry paste from scratch, you know, by getting some fresh herbs from their garden. You know, they have basil planted, they have kefir, lime leaf planted, the basic ingredients, so they were able to form a recipe and start their cooking from scratch. It was not known to the general public. It was more, our demographic was more Thai customers, and we weren't reviewed by any local newspaper at all. It's all word of mouth. So the restaurant was busy with Thai customers until they opened the second location, which is the current location now, which is on Fairfax, right across from the Grove. That location, they find it a lot tougher to continue with the same menu as the first location. So they adapted the menu a little bit. Our parents have to bring on Chinese-influenced dishes because Chinese food is well known. So they would add on like a xiao min to a menu, egg foo yang, certain fried rice dishes, egg rolls, wonton soup, anything to get customer to walk in the door. And then they slowly introduce the familiar dishes like the pad thai, the curries, and the stir fry. We both took over our parents' restaurant in 2017 because, you know, they are retiring. And they were ready. They were ready to move to Thailand and wanted us to take over and refresh the restaurant. Our approach on recreating Chow Krung is to focus on preserving the complexity of the culinary Thai style of cooking. So what our menu was carrying then, we shift our focus and bringing back the original menu that started Chow Krung in Hollywood. Because this past few years, Thai restaurant has, Thai food has gained popularity and it's more familiar with the customers. We want to bring back the authentic menu that was created by my mom and aunt when they first opened the restaurant. All of the Chinese dishes was taken away. What we brought back is the fish cakes, beef jerky, also the catfish, the the Hung Lei curry was actually a new dish created by Amanda. So besides the menu that created by my mom and my aunt, Amanda also put her own dishes in the menu as well.
That was Katie Neuchlauer. Together with her sister Amanda Manisi Lawson, she runs the Thai restaurants Chow Krung on Fairfax and Tuk Tuk in West LA. Katie also runs Same Same Thai, a wine bar and Thai restaurant in Silver Lake. Head to kcrw.com/goodfood for links to all of them. Stone fruit season is officially in full swing. Find out what's coming into season this week in Southern California on the Market Report. That's next.